From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report. For Thursday, June the 2nd, 2016, I'm Philip Grant. Katie Kosajansky is reporting in the Daily Mail that Cairo-Durham Superintendent Anthony Taibbi addressed the Greene County Legislature Public Safety Committee on Wednesday, June the 1st, urging that changes be made on Route 145 at the entrance of the Cairo-Durham Middle and High School campus. Several serious accidents have occurred at that site in the past few years and raised community concerns about safety for students in particular. Taibbi told lawmakers, and I quote, "This intersection is a ticking time bomb. We need to come up with a permanent solution," end quote. Following a fatal accident at the intersection in 2011, the State Department of Transportation reduced the speed limit and removed a passing zone, but school officials say more is needed. They are asking that a traffic light be installed and a passing lane be created. County legislators Harry Lennon and William Lawrence of Cairo and Adrian O'Connor Jr. of Durham all support the changes. Town, county, and school district officials intend to write a letter to Governor Andrew Cuomo, State Senator George Armador, and Assemblymember Pete Lopez proposing the changes. Taibbi said the letter-writing campaign on the issue conducted by the district reached 4,000 people on social media. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. John Mason is reporting in the Register Star that Hudson Mayor Tiffany Martin Hamilton said on Wednesday, June the 1st, the city's new senior center will open sometime in July. Hamilton made the announcement as she laid out her center staffing and programming plan for the Common Council Youth and Aging Committee during its regular monthly meeting at City Hall. Under Hamilton's proposal, the center will be managed by a site manager provided by Columbia County AmeriCorps workers and a site coordinator hired by the city. Morning activities will be open to people 60 and older, feature two presentations a month on subjects such as health and wellness, but the center will generally be open for unstructured pursuits during that time. The county will provide meals to the center. Reservations will be required 24 hours in advance. Hamilton said bingo will no longer be offered. She recently confirmed with the New York Gaming Commission that the city cannot run bingo games. The New York Senior Center is located at 51 North 5th Street in the former Hudson Armory building. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Bethany Bump is reporting at Capital Confidential that on June the 1st, the New York State Education Department released more questions than ever before from the grades 3 through 8 state English and math tests. This is also the first time the information has been made available this soon following the exams. The material was provided in response to long-held concerns over the usefulness of state assessments. Three-quarters of the test questions are now available online at EnglishNewYork.org. And instructional reports providing evidence of how students performed on the 2016 test will be made available to districts and schools by the end of the week. High Achievement New York, a pro-Common Core group that supports state testing, said the department's actions creates an opportunity for advocates and critics to come to the table and work to improve state exams. Testing opponents have long argued that the state assessments lose their usefulness when the questions and results do not come out soon enough for districts to identify student progress and learning gaps. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Michael Ryan reports in the Wyndham Journal that like Hudson's basketball team last winter, the last time the Wyndham-Ashland-Jewett baseball team won their section class title, there was not a state tournament to attend. This spring, they won their first Section 4 Class D championship in 42 years and now head to the New York State tournament. The Wyndham-Ashland-Jewett High School team plays at 2 p.m. on Saturday, June the 4th at Broome County Community College. Coach Jim Adair said, and I quote, "I was extremely happy for these kids. A lot of them have been playing baseball together since Little League. It has definitely been a process, first winning the Delaware League crossover title and then coming so close in the sectionals a year ago," end quote. You can read that full story in the Wyndham Journal. The Daily Freeman reports that if anyone wants to vote in the congressional primary election June the 28th, the final day to register to vote is Friday, June the 3rd, and the last day to file a change of address for the primaries is June the 8th. The Democratic and Republican primaries in the 19th Congressional District will take place on June the 28th. Will Yandick from Columbia County and Zephyr Teachout are vying for the Democratic nomination for the seat that Representative Chris Gibson, Republican Kinderhook, will give up next year. State Assemblyman John Faso, who lives in Kinderhook, faces Andrew Haney in the Republican primary. The district includes Columbia, Ulster, and Greene counties, and parts of Dutchess, Albany, and six other counties. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Amelia Teasdale reports in the Columbia paper that after Chatham Town Comptroller Deborah Sestanino died last April, the town's books were looked over by a temporary comptroller before Mike Busey of Patterson, Kosky, Busey, and Howe took the role. Busey has examined Chatham's books for a while. He said, and I quote, "The town is not in dire financial straits," end quote. He said he does not have concerns. The White Mills Bridge project, for example, has not yet been fully paid for. He said, and I quote, "We have some work to do on that," end quote. Busey and the town want to put the current budget reports on the town's website. Councilman Bob Balcom said, and I quote, "We are going to have a very transparent budget," end quote. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Today is day one of the WGXE All Together Now 2016 Summer Pledge Drive. During the next 2 weeks, WGXE programmers, volunteers, and staff must raise $20,000 to keep WGXE hands-on radio on the air, live and local during the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxe.org/donate. Thank you for supporting creative community radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with a temperature high near 79 degrees. For Thursday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 8 p.m. It will be cloudy with a low around 61. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy with a high near 72 degrees. Friday night, a chance of showers between 8 p.m. and midnight, cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy with a low around 56. And on Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 81 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of showers mainly after 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 61. Sunrise today was at 5:20 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:26 p.m., providing us with 15 hours and 6 minutes of daylight, 1 minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the second day of June 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.